you're looking for a laugh, there's never been a better time to live in Sydney. The Sydney Fringe Comedy Program is here. And I'm joined in the studio by Courtney Ammenhauser, who is a comedian and all-round wonderful human. Courtney, you have a show coming up in the Sydney Fringe Festival.
I do. It's called Holy Guacamole and it opens on Wednesday and I'm nervous and terrified.
Okay, what is Holy Guacamole about? What does the name mean?
Well, the name is just kind of there because I needed to have a name and the application was due and I really like the expression Holy Guacamole and I was like, that'll do. Oh, it's kind of a hangover from an idea that I had last year to do a show about the avocado theory that I have. But then I realized I didn't really have an hour's worth of content about avocados. So there is like a small bit in there about avocados, but if you're like expecting something about toast or a house, not going to happen.
I love the idea that you have an avocado theory, but maybe don't give it away. Maybe save it for the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh, intrigue.
Mystery. Ooh.
It's funny. I've actually heard from a lot of people who put on fringe shows that because the applications to have a show are so early on in the year that a lot of people do come up with a name and then have to fit a show around that. Like that seems quite common.
Yeah. We did the same thing last year where we had a bit of an idea of what we wanted to do and we just came up with a title and we're like, cool, and now we've got marketing copy, let's make something around that. Hopefully it's okay.
How do you write a solo comedy show? Like what's the process for that?
For me, I've kind of just been like making notes in my phone for about a year about weird things that happen. And often it'll happen like if I'm telling a story to someone about some weird encounter and they're laughing, I'm like, oh, maybe there's something else in here if I dig a little deeper and like flesh it out, and like if I add in this part and that part, it'll kind of be a bit more dramatic and work on stage.
So everything that happens is potential content for this comedy show.
Absolutely.
No one is safe.
It's, yeah, everyone's terrified of me. They're like, are you going to use this in your show? I'm like, maybe. I'm like the Taylor Swift of comedy.
Yeah. So what's it like putting on a show? Is it hard getting people excited about it, promoting yourself, especially as a solo artist?
Yeah, definitely. Doing stuff in a group is much easier because you have your friends doing it with you and you're kind of like banding together. But as a solo artist, I find it really challenging to constantly be promoting myself and constantly being trying to connect with people. And like you also feel like, oh my God, people are so sick of me talking about this thing I'm doing, like this show or like whatever. And it's just like, I'm sorry, but please come. So yeah, it does create some anxiety around all of that stuff, but I guess that just kind of comes with it.
But it's worth it in the end because it's something about it you love. What is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's that moment like when you're on stage and you say something that has kind of been milling around in your head for a while and then you hear people kind of dob in their friends and they lean across and like, that's you, or like they'll just lose it and you're like, yes, I'm not alone and either are you, and we can connect on this weird little observation that we've had.
Yeah, and you mentioned it's easier putting on a group show and you have got one of them in the Fringe as well, just because you don't have enough on your plate. So tell me about Naughty Girls.
Yeah, so Naughty Girls, I'm working with two people who I actually grew up with in the noughties, which is fun, and it's been a lot of research into our teen years. Basically the premise of the show is that someone gets an invite to the high school reunion and then it's like, oh, are we going to go? Like, do we even want to go back? And then like throwing back to memories that happened and things that we kind of try and place back in 2017 and how that would work. And yeah, looking at that. So it's been kind of like our own mini high school reunion happening in the lounge room every week, which is kind of nice.
I like that. Yeah. I imagine a fair bit of cringe factor as well. If your 2000s experience was anything like mine.
Like looking at old photos and seeing all the bad haircuts and just like, you know, like that top deck hair thing that used to be cool. It was like blonde on top and like black underneath and like the razor haircuts and like the whole emo trend. There's a whole lot of good stuff in there.
And rumours I've heard of some velour tracksuits.
Oh, yeah. Word on the street is that there may or may not be some delightfully pink velour tracksuits.
I feel like it's worth the ticket price alone just to see someone wearing a velour pink tracksuit.
Absolutely. And you get three of us, so that's good value, really.
Three for one.
Yeah.
So what are the details? So Holy Guacamole starts on Wednesday?
Yeah, that's on this Wednesday, Friday and Sunday at the Factory Theatre. The Wednesday and Friday shows are at 9:30 and then the Sundays at 8:30. And then Naughty Girls is on later in the month, so the 19th to the 23rd, and that's at 7 o'clock at World Bar yep. in King's Cross, which is, I think, appropriate because, you know, King's Cross was cool in the noughties, you know? Not so
bringing
much
it,
now.
Bringing it back.
Absolutely.
And, of course, all these details can be found on the Sydney Fringe website and program guide. Thank you so much, Courtney. All the best for the Fringe.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Courtney Emmanhauser there. You can find her show details on our Facebook page as well. That's Afters FM, and Holy Guacamole opens tomorrow night. How exciting.